Lesson 19. Sold out. First listen, and then answer the question. When will the writer see the play?
The play may begin at any moment, I said.
It may have begun already, Susan answered.
I hurried to the ticket office.
May I have 2 tickets, please? I asked.
I'm sorry, we've sold out, the girl said.
What a pity, Susan exclaimed.
Just then, a man hurried to the ticket office.
Can I return these 2 tickets? He asked.
Certainly, the girl said.
I went back to the ticket office at once.
Could I have those 2 tickets, please? I asked.
Certainly, the girl said.
But they're for next Wednesday's performance. Do you still want them?
I might as well have them, I said sadly.
Lesson 19. Sold out. New words and expressions. Hurry. Hurry. Ticket office. Ticket office. Pity. Pity. Exclaim. Exclaim. Return. Return. Sadly. Sadly. Now let's make sentences. Hurry. Hurry up. Hurry up. I hurried to the ticket office. I hurried to the ticket office. Pity. What a pity. What a pity. What a pity, Susan exclaimed. Susan exclaimed. Return. Return tickets. Return these 2 tickets. In return. Sadly, sadly, the girl said sadly. The play may begin at any moment, I said. At any moment, 指在任何时候，随时。我们曾经讲过 at the moment 等同于 now, 此时此刻。At that moment, 在那个时候 equals to just then. The play may begin at any moment, I said.我说到这个剧马上就要开演了，这里面使用到了情态动词 may。我们曾经讲过 can, may, must。当然 can 表示能够 ，may 表示或许 ，must 表示一定。在新概念一当中呢，我们讲到了这3个情态动词对现在或未来的推测，例如 must be 一定是 ，can't be 不可能是 ，maybe 或许是。She must be a model.She may be a model. She can't be a model. 在这节课当中，我们还可以学到 may, must 和 can't 后面接 have done 来表示对过去的推测。例如 I must have watched TV. 我那个时候一定在看电视。I may have watched TV. 表示我在那个时候有可能在看电视。I can't have watched TV. 我那个时候不可能在看电视。所以 can, may, must 后面接 have done 可以表示对过去的推测，而接动词原形可以表示对现在或未来的推测。The play may begin at any moment, I said. It may have begun already, Susan answered. 这两个句子呀，其实都是直接引语，直接引用别人的话呢，就叫做直接引语。我说到这部剧马上就要开演了，苏珊回答道，或许它已经就开始了。那么这两个句子我们如果转换成间接引语，要注意主句如果是过去时，从句也要变成相应的某种过去时态，那就是 I said the play might begin at any moment. Susan answered it might have begun already. 宾语从句呢，我们要注意的就是时态语序连接词。I hurried to the ticket office. May I have two tickets, please? I asked. 我快速地跑向了售票处。我能买两张票吗？我问道。这里的 hurry 表示匆忙的。那么当作动词讲，指的是匆忙去某地， hurry to 后面去接地点即可。那么当名词呢，我们也学过，例如 in a hurry， he had to leave in a hurry， 他匆忙地离开了。所以 in a hurry 可以指时间上或动作上的紧急匆忙。 in no hurry， 不匆忙不着急，例如 I am in no hurry， 我不着急。其次 hurry 放在动词里面可以使用 hurry up，快点儿 ,hurry up, we'll be late, 快点儿我们要迟到了。再有呢，就是本节课当中所用到的 hurry to, 匆忙的去某地。I hurry to the ticket office, ticket office, 售票处。May I have two tickets, please? 好，这里面的 have, 它其实等同的就是 take。例如我要买某样东西，我可以说 I'll have something, 或者是 I'll take something。Have ticket 指的就是买票。May I have two tickets, please? 我能买两张票吗？ I'm sorry, we've sold out, the girl said. 对不起，我们都卖光了，这个女孩说道。Sell out 表示店主售完某种货物。如果是指人卖完某样东西，我们要使用主动语态。如果表示某样东西被售完，我们要使用被动语态。例如课文当中的 We've sold out， 我们已经卖光了，这里面使用的就是主动语态。如果换成票已经被卖光，我们要使用被动语态，那就是 The tickets have been sold out。 Sell 是原型，它的过去式过去分词 Sell, sold, sold。我们在新概念一里面还学过它的名词形式，就是 sale, S-A-L-E, on sale, 打折出售， for sale, 有待出售。We've sold out, 这里面省略了 tickets, we've sold out tickets, 我们已经卖光了所有的票。这里面还使用到了现在完成时 have 接上动词的过去分词 sold。What a pity, Susan exclaimed. 苏珊说道，太可惜了。Exclaim 指的是由于痛苦、愤怒、惊讶、惊喜等等而发出的叫喊或惊叫。例如 ,When she saw the gift, she exclaimed. 当她看到礼物时，她惊叫起来。而我们曾经讲过的 shout, 它等同于 call out, 叫做大声的呼喊。What a pity 在这里面是一个感叹句。像我们所学过的 What a pity, 真可惜呀。What a shame, 真丢人呐。我们可以使用 what 接名词的用法来表示感叹。Just then, a man hurried to the ticket office. 就在那个时候，一位男士匆忙地来到了售票口。Can I return these two tickets? He asked. 他问道，我能退这两张票吗？ Certainly, the girl said. 当然可以，女孩说道。好，这里面呢，我们看到了 just then, 在那个时候。Hurry to, 匆忙去某地。某地指的是 ticket office。那 return 指的是退回。退还这两张票， return these two tickets。Return 在我们前面的章节当中也讲到了，它可以当返回讲。例如 return to 天津，返回到天津。还可以指把什么什么归还到哪哪哪。He returned the books to the library. 他把书还到了图书馆。Return money 就等同于 payback 还钱，还有就是我们前面所讲到的 in return 作为回报 ，in return I gave him a meal and a glass of beer， 作为回报我给了他一顿饭和一瓶啤酒。所以 return 的含义我们可以归结为像回到某地，归还给某人，作为报答。那么在这里面呢，指的是退还。Can I return these two tickets? 我能退掉这两张票吗？ The girl said, certainly. 女孩说道，当然可以。I went back to the ticket office at once. 我立刻返回售票处。Go back to, 返回。Go back to your seat, 返回到你的座位。Go back home, 回家。注意 home 是地点副词，所以前面不用接 to。Could I have those two tickets, please? I asked.我能买刚才的那两张票吗？我问道。Could I 和 Can I 都表示我可以做某件事情吗？我们知道 can 的过去式是 could， 而在这里面 could 并不是过去式了，它表示的是一种委婉语气。Could I have those two tickets, please? 我能买刚才的那两张票吗？我问道。 Certainly, the girl said. 当然可以，女孩说道。But they are for next Wednesday's performance. 但是呢，这两张票是下周三的演出。Do you still want them? 你还想要吗？ I might as well have them, I said sadly. 我垂头丧气地说道，我还是买了的比较好。在这里面我们看到了 they are for next Wednesday's performance. 这里的 they 指代的是 ticket。Ticket for 后面要接事情，而 ticket to 后面要接地点。例如 ，I want to return tickets to London. 我想要去伦敦的两张往返票。再比如说 ，I want two tickets for today's performance. 我想要两张今晚演出的票。所以 ticket for 后面要接事情，而 to 呢后面要接地点。这里的 for 呢接的是 next Wednesday's performance， 下周三的表演。我们会看到 Wednesday 的后面加上了撇 s， 它表示一种名词所有格的用法，指的是周三的时间的 performance 演出。performance 这个词呢，我们在《鹿林少年》那一课讲过。Now give five performance， 要进行五场演出。Do you still want them? Still 表示仍然还。例如我们在《新概念一》里面所讲到的 ，I'm still working on it， 我还正忙着呢。最后一句话 ，I might as well have them。这里的 may as well 或者是 might as well 接动词原形，表示的含义就是还是怎么怎么样的好，或者是不妨怎么怎么样。例如 ，I might as well take the umbrella with me。我还是带着雨伞比较好。It's not very far, so we may as well go on foot。那个地方离这里并不远，因此啊，我们不妨走着去。所以 may as well 或者是 might as well 接动词原形，表示还是怎么怎么样的为好，它有一种无可奈何的情绪。那么我们曾经讲过接动词原形的短语都有哪些呢？例如 had better do something， 最好做某事。Let's do something， 让我们一起做某事，以及这节课我们所讲到的 may as well do， 或者是 might as well do。当然呢 ，might 可以看作是 may 的过去式，也可以当作 may 的委婉语气。最后 ，I said sadly， 我很难过的说 ，sad 是形容词，它的比较级呢，在变化的时候要注意双写 d， 最高级也要双写 d。sad， sadder， saddest。变成副词呢，只需要在词尾加 ly。那这里面是一种副词修饰动词的用法。这节课的语言点呢，它其实考察了情态动词的使用。情态动词 can, may, must 后面接动词原形 ，can 表示能够 ，may 表示或许，那 must 表示一定。它们的否定形式呢，就是 cannot、may not， 还有 mustn't。mustn't 呢，表示一种明令禁止。而且 must 在进行提问的时候，肯定回答用 must， 否定回答要用 needn't。那么在新概念一里面，我们还讲到了它们可以表示对现在或未来事实的一种推测，所以我们可以使用 must be 一定是， can't be 不可能是， maybe 或许是。例如那个人一定是个模特， she must be a model， 他不可能是一位英语老师， he can't be an English teacher， 他或许是一位舞蹈演员， she may be a dancer。这里面表示的都是对现在或未来的一种推测。那如果表示对过去事实的推测，我们可以使用 may have done, must have done, can't have done。例如，我那个时候不可能在看书。I can't have been reading。我那个时候一定在睡觉。I must have been sleeping。我那个时候或许在看电视。I may have been watching TV， 所以我们可以使用 may have done 表示那个时候或许在做某事， must have done 那个时候一定在做某事， can't have done 那个时候不可能在做某事。好，以上呢就是我们这节课的主要内容，接下来我们可以做一些短语翻译。在任何时候 at any time， 或许已经开始了，It may have begun. 匆忙地去往售票处。Hurry to the ticket office. 我可以买两张票吗？ May I have two tickets? 票已售完。We've sold out. 或者是也可以表达为 The tickets have been sold out. 真可惜。What a pity. 退掉两张票。Return those two tickets. 返回。Go back to. 立刻。At once. 星期三的演出。Wednesday's performance. 还是怎么样的为好。Might as well. 悲伤地说。Said sadly. 他明天或许会来。He may come tomorrow. 他或许昨天已经打完电话了。He may have telephoned yesterday. 好，以上呢就是我们这节课的主要内容。接下来我们再来复听一遍原文。
Lesson 19. Sold out. First listen, and then answer the question. When will the writer see the play?The play may begin at any moment, I said. It may have begun already, Susan answered. I hurried to the ticket office. May I have two tickets, please? I asked. I'm sorry, we've sold out, the girl said. What a pity, Susan exclaimed. Just then,to the ticket office. Can I return these two tickets? He asked. Certainly, the girl said. I went back to the ticket office at once. Could I have those two tickets, please? I asked. Certainly, the girl said. But they're for next Wednesday's performance. Do you still want them?I might as well have them, I said sadly.